We can enter into the vortex at any time as we just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe. We have the opportunity to enter into the vortex. Enter into life and light and wonder and joy. Enter into clarity and humor and wisdom and willingness. Enter into ease. There is a world of ease awaiting for us in the vortex. A world of synchronicities, wondrous opportunities, amazing rendezvous. Abraham that says that 20 to 30 times a day we rendezvous with something that's in our vibrational escrow. Whether we recognize it or not, it's there. And so our opportunity is to learn to perceive the beauty that surrounds us. Learn to perceive those rendezvous in our daily lives. And so I invite you to take a walk with me now through a beautiful path in the forest. It's a canopy of trees, so it's a shady lane that we're walking down. And it's cool on this beautiful summer day. The sun's shining and the light is coming down through the trees, making dappled patterns on the ground and on the trunks of the trees. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, and the air is scented with the sweet smell of honeysuckle and flowers that drift toward us in the breeze. Let's take a moment to just stop and smell the air, to take a deep breath of the fragrance of beauty that surrounds us. There is so much wondrous oxygen in the air here. It is a vital, alive place. And as we breathe in, we feel more vital and alive. We feel renewed by the green of the leaves and the light coming down upon us. We feel refreshed by the coolness of the air and the wonder of the breeze on this warm day. It's amazing how comfortable we can feel as we walk this gentle lane, this path of least resistance, this easy place to be, this easy world. We experience the ease of the world right here, just breathing gently and observing the beauty that surrounds us. Around every corner on this path, there is an amazing rendezvous arranged for us. As we turn the first corner, in the distance on the path in front of us, we see coming toward us a fox. And it's a beautiful red fox. It's a perfect specimen of its kind. And as it moves through the dappled sunlight, its shiny coat glistens. It's a very healthy animal and is a sign to us that we are adaptable. We are flexible and capable of taking on life in new and more interesting ways. As it moves off the path and moves around us gently, we look at it with wonder and awe because it's reminding us that we are changeable. We are adaptable like the fox. There are many environments where we can thrive. And in this rendezvous with the greatness of this beautiful wild animal, we are acknowledged for the beauty of our being. We are acknowledged for our flexibility, for our spontaneity, and for our willingness to engage in life. The animals speak to us powerfully and magnificently in the forest, and it is such a joy to encounter something so beautiful as we set out on this path of least resistance. unconditionally receiving the good that is coming to us around each corner, open to this beautiful experience of life and the wonder and beauty that awaits us. And so as we come to the next bend in the path, we begin to build a sense of anticipation for what's around the next corner and the next. And around the next corner, you find an opening through the woods that leads into a vista of a beautiful valley. Spread before you are mountains in the distance, and there is an eagle circling overhead. Take a moment to relax and breathe and look up and enjoy the soaring of the eagle. This powerful reminder that we too are meant to fly. We too are meant to soar above the troubles of life, centered in the beauty of who we are, looking out on this remarkable vista. A long way out and then up, we see this magnificent bird. The grace of its flight. And we watch as it catches a thermal and effortlessly rises higher in the sky. Taking the path of least resistance, straight up into the heavenly heights. Against the blue of the sky, the eagle seems more distant now. But we recognize that this flight is so natural. And so is our flight. So is our well-being. And as we catch that gentle breeze, that thermal that rises up within us, we allow ourselves to soar as well. And we see from a higher perspective. We see from the universal presence. We see as our inner beings see. And we notice that as we look back on ourselves from the eagle eye view, we see more clearly the truth of our being. And we have a rendezvous with ourselves now from the eagle's perspective. From the inner being's perspective. And from on high with clear sight, we look beautiful. We look filled with light and love and power. We appear as the creative genius that we truly are. Our inner being always knows the truth for us. And our inner being is symbolized now by this magnificent eagle. That part of us that always soars and sees from broader perspective. And we rendezvous with that truth about ourselves. Our inner being sees our worthiness with an eagle's eye, specifically and powerfully. Our inner being admires the constellation of gifts we have been given. It admires the fullness of our intentions. To be and do and have everything we want. It admires our capacity to focus and the brilliance of our unique perspective as individuals. Our inner beings love us so dearly, and from this eagle-eye perspective, that inner being is present within us as well. When I just said that, I felt this amazing expansion from inside of me all the way out to the eagle's perspective. Our inner beings are the larger part of ourselves, Abraham says. Our inner beings are that part of us that's infinite and eternal, that is stretched out, relaxed and smiling repose. The infinite always takes the path of least resistance and allows us to express ourselves fully and clearly. Allowing our inner being now to inhabit us fully. Become conscious that our inner being always inhabits us fully. There is never a time when we are now not completely immersed in the awareness of our inner being. There is never a thought we have that is not responded to by emotion with our inner being. And so as we begin to set out on our shady lane once more, we take with us that fullness, that appreciation, that love, that clarity, that awareness of our worthiness that our inner being carries all the time. And as we walk down this lane, allow ourselves to feel expanded, to feel fuller, richer, more confident, clearer, healthier, more vital. Feel the energy of our inner being flowing through us. Abraham describes it as tapped in, tuned in, and turned on. Allow your body to feel turned on in this moment. Feel the excitement of being alive. Feel the joy of being on this path where something wonderful happens around every corner. Around the next bend that is coming up, there is a new surprise, a new delight. And as you round the corner, you see that there is another beautiful vista. This time, it's completely unexpected because instead of the mountains on the other side, this time you see the ocean spread out before you. In the distance, crashing waves, beautiful colors, wondrous expansion that leads out and out and out all the way to the horizon. And there is a beautiful bench there, and you sit on the bench and contemplate the brilliance of this day and the beauty of this ocean, and you feel the sunlight on your face. Take a moment now to bask in the beauty of this vista, to see the love that is the creation of the universe expressed as incredible beauty and light and wonder and joy. Feeling that amazing landscape spread out before you with the ocean in front of you, the forest behind, and the shady lane awaiting your return. Breathe and relax as you sit on the bench and allow yourself to bask in the wonder of this amazing planet where so much beauty exists, where around every corner there's a new surprise, where life is easy and fun. As you relax on the bench, suddenly there is a stirring within you. Seems like there's a still small voice that's calling you to something wonderful, something even more wonderful around the next corner. And so you get the urge to take the inspired action to return to the shady lane. There's incredible beauty still surrounding you. The smell of the flowers returns as the scent of the ocean dissipates behind you. And you hear the sounds of the birds in the trees. Looking around, you see that there are bluebirds flying from tree to tree above you, and they're singing. Bluebirds of happiness are flying ahead of you on your path, predicting the wonder and the joy of your life as you allow the path of least resistance to lead you into something even better, something even more wonderful than what has come before. And as you begin to turn the next corner, you become aware that there's a picnic table there, and spread out before you is a wondrous meal. And you look around and someone you love dearly, perhaps someone you haven't seen in a while, is there waiting for you, so delighted to be sharing time with you this afternoon. This is a very special person. It could even be a person that's gone before to the other side. Or it may be someone that you loved 20 or 30 years ago. Or it may be someone that you saw just this morning and kissed goodbye before you came here. But the beloved, the divine beloved, awaits you in form right now to sit at this table and converse with you and give you some wonderful news. So open your heart to the love that's being expressed to you through this beautiful person in this glorious place. This wonderful person has a final surprise for you. And he or she holds up a mirror so you can see yourself in the path of least resistance. And as you look into your own eyes, you see the glow of light surrounding you. You see the radiance of your own being. You see the wonder, clarity, and delight that is the love that you are shining in your eyes as you look into your own eyes. The love that you are shines forth clearly from you in this place. And you can take that love that your inner being has for you, that you have for yourself from your universal perspective, into your heart and carry it with you all of this day. Allow that beautiful light, that beautiful love that is your inner being shining in you as you, to warm your heart to yourself, to recognize your worthiness, your beauty, your intelligence, your power, your flexibility, your strength, your joy and your clarity, your wisdom and your grace. Allow your beauty to shine powerfully in your own eyes right now. And now we take the path of least resistance right back here to the Reston Community Center at Hunter Woods. The path of least resistance has brought each of us here today, has brought us to a place of allowing and rendezvous with beautiful people with great new ideas and powerful inspiration, with leapfrogging conversations that take us to places we may have never been before, and new opportunities to expand our mind and our heart to life and love and beauty and wonder. We are so blessed to be in this rendezvous today. I am so grateful to be here with each one. Just breathe. And wiggle your fingers and your toes. Stretch just a little, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes.